T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The National Weather Service has confirmed there was at least one tornado during last night's severe weather outbreak in North Texas. An EF2 tornado was verified near Blum in far northwestern Hill County. Happened around 7:25 Monday evening. The winds from that tornado west of Hillsboro were estimated at 130 miles an hour. Meanwhile, the Weather Service continues to look into last night's destructive storm near Waxahachie in Ellis County. KRLD's Alan Skaya is there and says Encore crews are busy repairing damaged power equipment.
They're having to replace some of those bigger lines south of Waxahachie. This area of Ellis County is also under a boil water notice, so the county's emergency management director says they're going to start handing out bottled water at a recycling plant along Highway 77 between Waxahachie and the town of Forreston. People who live in this area say the storm blew in quickly last night. They started seeing debris and they took cover.
Man, so much was going through my mind. It's just hard to explain. So much wind and making sure we're going to make it out alive.
Eight people were hurt. Five were hurt in their homes. The other three were hurt in those pileups on 35E. The Ellis County Sheriff says both directions were shut down for several hours last night. DPS, the Sheriff's Department, and police departments have been doing search and rescue missions this morning to make sure no one is missing or trapped in their home.
That's Alan Skaya reporting. A historic drive-in theater in Granbury damaged during last night's storms, and the community is rallying to rebuild it. Jennifer Miller is the owner of the Brazos Drive-In Theater. She says the movie screens are fine, but the theater's fence was obliterated. Photos of the damage posted online have received thousands of likes and shares.
It's gone viral about the damage at the drive-in, and people are just sending their love, and they want to help clean up, they want to help rebuild. Just amazing, people wanting to help.
Miller says Lowe's has even offered to donate supplies, and she adds with everyone's help, the theater should reopen again in a couple of weeks. A suspect is in critical condition after being shot by a police officer today in Mesquite. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Officers were dispatched to the Audubon Park Apartments on Northwest Drive in Mesquite following a 911 hang-up call. According to preliminary information, dispatchers heard screaming and sounds of a struggle in the background. Officers encountered the suspect when they arrived on the scene, and police ended up shooting that suspect. Now, the events that immediately preceded the shooting remain unclear at this time. The suspect was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, and a second ambulance was requested for the assault victim. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Richardson, police are still not saying what led a 54-year-old man to stab and kill his 21-year-old neighbor during a fight in the parking lot of their apartment complex. Philip Calderon remains behind bars at the Dallas County Jail, charged with killing James Wolfe. The stabbing happened Saturday night at the Bell Grove at Custer Apartments on Custer Road near West Arapahoe. Calderon was arrested at the scene. No one else was hurt. In Dallas, the National Rifle Association waiting on a federal bankruptcy judge to decide if the group can reorganize in Texas. The New York State Attorney General accuses the NRA of dodging a criminal investigation in the state where it was founded 150 years ago. The gun rights group says it's trying to escape what's called a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York. The North Texas judge could issue a ruling in the next week. The PGA of America's one step closer to opening its brand new resort in Frisco.
The Omni PGA Frisco Resort is planned to open in about 2 years, although its golf courses may be open a little sooner than that. Today, city and state leaders gathered to break ground on the project. Governor Greg Abbott was there. So was Jim Richardson, president of the PGA of America.
This is not only going to be a resort project, it's going to be a project that's going to make memories and create moments for families and generations to come.
The resort is planned to feature two championship-level golf courses. Those are expected to open next summer, as well as a short course, meeting spaces, restaurants, and golf villas. The facilities plan to be totally up and running in spring 2023. Bailey Friday News, Radio 1080, KRLD.
COVID-19 vaccines with no appointment necessary available today in Arlington. The Arlington Fire Department and AMR teaming up for the one-day clinic. They are giving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's single dose, so no second appointment will be necessary. That clinic goes on until 5 p.m. at the Arlington Fire Department's Public Health Unit on South Cooper Street in Arlington. Anyone 18 and older is eligible. Last week, we told you about an Azle family whose home was destroyed in a storm. Well, today they are homeless no more thanks to the generosity of a stranger. Here's KRLD's Kurt Lewis.
Thursday night, a blast of wind overturned the Azle mobile home of Wendy Holden's family. Even though six people were home and three went to the hospital, everyone is now healthy and back together again.
That's the best part. We're all, you know, made it out. With very minor injuries, all that other stuff, it can be replaced.
The family's been living in a motel, but they've received good news. A donor has offered to replace their shattered mobile home. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Great Wolf Lodge is hiring, and they are holding a job fair today at their Grapevine location. The resort planning to add about 150 new employees. They are hiring lifeguards, food and beverage workers, and housekeepers. That job fair goes until 6:30 this evening at Great Wolf Lodge. Appointments are encouraged, and masks are mandatory. In sports, the Rangers play another one in Minnesota tonight at 6:40. The Mavericks on the road in Miami this evening at 7.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.